This weekend in Oklahoma City, the world's best bull riders will take on the world's fiercest bulls. The event is part of the Professional Bull Riders Built Ford Tough Series. PBR chaplain Todd Pierce is traveling with the riders, as he has for 13 years. Usually he's behind the scenes, but sometimes he's part of the show. Producer Andrea Appleton brings us his story.
Todd Pierce tames wild horses. That's not so unusual for a cowboy from rural Idaho. But Pierce is a preacher, and he does it while delivering a sermon. Here he is in Burr Oak, Nebraska, a few years ago.
There's a wild spirit. Why am I driving him? I don't want him to settle for a life apart from me. Because, see, what we do in life is we keep running. We keep moving. We keep turning away from God. See him turn away from me? Every time I go to him, he's turning away from me.
Pierce has broken horses for audiences in a dozen countries, from Burma to Bolivia. But when I met him last month at the PBR's season opener in Madison Square Garden, he was there to tame bull riders. Why do bull riders need taming? Because they're the rock stars of the rodeo world. For the young men who risk their lives, there's glory, adoring fans, and big bucks.
A nearly $5 million career you're watching in a 27-year-old talent.
It's obviously dangerous to get on an angry bull 10 times your size. But Pierce says the lifestyle that comes with it is even riskier.
Most of these men come from very rural areas. And so a kid is 18, 19 years old, and he gets on tour. Their first time away from mom and dad is going to Madison Square Gardens in New York or, you know, down to L.A. So then you hand the guy a pocket full of money. He could come here and win $50,000. And so you can see that you've got the women that surround the sport as far as, like, groupies.
That's where Pierce comes in. He partied hard before he became a man of God. And he knows the rodeo life firsthand because he used to be a pro bareback rider. Now he helps the bull riders keep their self-destruction in the arena. Australian Ben Jones is one of his works in progress.
Yeah, I'm probably one of Todd's main examples, you know, like bull riding.
Jones has a reputation as a wild child and the missing front teeth to match. Last year, a bull stepped on him and almost killed him. But the dancing Aussie is back on tour. After a good ride, he throws off his hat and does a crazy hoedown in the arena, elbows flying to the music as the crowd goes wild. Jones says he's getting better at dealing with the other side of bull riding, and he says he's had help putting the hard living behind him.
Everyone knows I haven't walked a straight line my whole career, but the last few years since I met Todd and that, turning around, and this year I think I've finally got it turned around.
Pierce says he's there to help riders like Jones. He never liked it when people push their religion on him, and he tries not to push his on anyone else.
When I was rodeoing myself, there were guys out on the road doing what I do. And I found myself, whenever I saw those guys coming, trying to figure out a way to duck off. I think that people can sense an agenda, and I don't need to fix anybody. I don't need to convert anybody.
But the horse taming demos have given Pierce a way to nudge people in what he considers the right direction. Each one takes about an hour, and every horse is different, so the sermons are unscripted. It all started years ago, before Pierce was a pastor. He was training horses at the time.
There was one horse in particular where I've got a round pen that I'm training him in. He can't really go anywhere but run around in a circle around me. It's about a 40-foot diameter pen. And as the horse was running one day, and he wouldn't stop, just running, trying to get away from me. And I said these words out loud. I said, "Why are you running from me? I just want to help you." And when I said those words to the horse, it was as though I felt like this was exactly what God was speaking to me.
Pierce does his work through a missionary organization called Riding High Ministries. The horse-breaking sermons have made him famous in Christian cowboy circles. But even when he's standing behind an altar, Pierce is big on animal metaphors. Here he is in a church in Omaha about 6 years ago.
The first time I was here, I spoke either about a chicken that thought it was a dog, and then we had a horse before that, his name was Whiskey, that actually thought it was a cow. And I was just sitting there realizing I've got nothing to use that way this year other than a jackass attempting to be a pastor. So that's going to be the end of the animal illustrations as far as I know.
Pierce doesn't really see himself as a jackass, but he says he often wonders if he should give up his life on the road with the bull riders.
Maybe even twice a year, I'm reevaluating because it is very difficult. There's a ton of financial challenges. There's, you know, I'm away from my own family, and it's a difficult lifestyle. I'm 43 now. You know, I don't go without sleep as well as I used to.
But Todd Pierce believes God has chosen this unusual work for him. So for the foreseeable future, you'll find him near the bucking chutes. For Only a Game, I'm Andrea Appleton.
So you want to be a cowboy and you want a rodeo. Well, I don't see nothing to hold you back. Just pack your stuff and go. You'll travel many highways and boy, you're gonna see it all. You'll have yourself some good times, but you're gonna take some falls.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is James Trout, and we had help this week from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Waller. Our final word this week is from Deadspin's Barry Pacheski. He takes us out with high praise for NFL long snapper Nick Sundberg.
He does his job better than you or I will ever do ours.
Well, that may be true, although to my knowledge, he's never written a fantastic column like Blank You, Pelicans Are Awesome, Barry's classic defense of the new team nickname of the NBA team in New Orleans, and nor has he ever written a Super Bowl haiku. You could do that. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, working with states to improve voter registration and the election process at pewtrusts.org. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, whose commission to build a healthier America works to improve health where Americans live, learn, work, and play. This is NPR.